Good morning and welcome to the K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally. Good morning, Janae.
Good morning.
I understand we're getting ready to get into National Fall Prevention Week, or month, I should say, and you got some tips on that.
We do. You know, falls are scary for anyone to think about, no matter the age. But people often don't think about the fact that falls can be prevented. So we're fortunate here in the Sunflower State that we live in to have an extension service that invests a great deal of money and resources in programs to help older adults increase their confidence in staying upright. You know, preventing falls is something that we all need to be talking about more often and raising the awareness because according to the CDC statistics, they show that older adults, or those who are 65 and older, that one in four of them report falling every year. And in Kansas, it's even higher than that. Almost 30% of adults experience at least one fall every single year. So if you're 65, one fall every year for the next 30 years, you know, that's a lot of falls. But according to national statistics, it states that older adults are seen in the emergency room every 11 seconds due to a fall. So, you know, that's just mind-blowing, mind-boggling, the amount of falls that we experience in this country that we live in. You know, the National Council on Aging recognizes September, like we talked about, as National Fall Prevention Month in the United States, and it's deemed September 22nd as the single day to raise awareness and really the entire week of September 23rd through 27th to do that. So, you know, one in five older adults who fall will experience some serious injuries possibly, such as broken bones or, you know, even traumatic brain injury. And 88% of emergency room visits are for maybe a hip fracture or due to a fall, which, as we know, there's other side effects that often happen to that, maybe, you know, longer hospital stay, maybe somewhere that can take them before they and to get therapy before they can eventually hopefully move back home. But, you know, oftentimes we are seeing things that contribute to falls that we can address ourselves. So, for example, if we're feeling dizzy or we're just not feeling right today, more than likely we may need to go to the doctor. And even more important, things that I think sometimes people don't think about or do as often is check on our medications. And, you know, reviewing those and seeing what medications they're on and the possible side effects. Yes, I know that list is very lengthy and long, but, you know, sometimes if we're put on a new med, it may have a whole other side effect of its own, and how does that react with the current meds that we're on? I often hear a lot of times people say, oh, one doctor took the time one day to look over all my meds and see, they helped me figure out why I wasn't feeling the greatest. You know, or maybe you're losing body strength and balance, and then there are things around your house that you can change. Maybe, you know, you move things around so you're more steady on your feet and can get around easier. You know, maybe around the home, older adults and their loved ones should consider looking at possible trip hazards. I know lots of us maybe have throw rugs that don't have the proper backing on the bottom, so we're more easily to slip on those. Maybe we have furniture that's in our way that, you know, we're always tripping on that corner or catching ourselves on that corner when we, you know, go past maybe the recliner or something. You know, maybe there's dark areas around our yard and we just can't see that very well. Maybe there's uneven cement that could be a trip hazard that maybe if we're not watching or focusing on what we're doing, we might trip on that. Another big one is extension cords. That we have in our home, sometimes maybe we need something plugged in, but it's not by the wall, so we'll just run an extension cord. Well, that's also a big trip hazard. So maybe look at some of those things and other barriers that might cause us to fall. A good idea is to do a home safety checklist, and there's tons of great ones online, but the CDC has a great checklist available online and other organizations as well, but you know, within your home, you can look into maybe getting grip bars to aid in getting in and out of the shower and bed, among other assistive equipment available. You know, I talked earlier about maybe the dark spots in our yard. There are solar-powered lighting that maybe we could get that maybe will help light up that dark area if we ever need to go outside after dark. But one of the best fall prevention ideas is a good balance and exercise program, which we're very fortunate here, and there's a lot of options for education and engagement in Kansas at different times throughout the year. We here in the Frontier District, and I know our neighboring district, the Meritazine District, also offers programs to help with fall prevention. And one of the programs I just wrapped up teaching in Williamsburg with Ashley Confer from the Franklin County Health Department was called A Matter of Balance. And in this class, we looked at fall prevention and taught those participants the tips and tricks and maybe how not to fall around your home. And if you do happen to fall, how to get up safely. And the other program that Chelsea Richmond and I just wrapped up as well this summer is called Stay Strong, Stay Healthy. We'll be teaching these classes again all throughout the district and throughout the year. But, you know, Stay Strong teaches balance, flexibility, and strength that you can do. But, again, always check out our social media pages for when we're going to be offering those classes next. Like I said, we just wrapped up both of those classes, Matter of Balance and Stay Strong. So check out our social media outlets and always check out the frontierdistrict.kstate.edu. Or feel free to contact myself via email at jmcnally@ksu.edu, and I'd be glad to help you find a class that we're going to offer coming up or help you with fall prevention.
Some pretty important stuff coming up in this next upcoming weeks, that's for sure. Well, coming up tomorrow at 6:40, Meritazine Extension District Agent 4-H, Agent Carla Hightower.